Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Today, Chandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. You want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician just like Chandu? All right, get that White King box top. Send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So, coot," I say. "Remove the block and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime." The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. In the small Balkan country to which Frank Chandler has come on a secret mission, he has once more met Nicholas Montaigne, the young man whose life he had saved in Tibet. Nicholas proves to be the son of the former king, and he introduces to Chandler a friend known only as Dimitri, whom Chandler distrusts on sight. Later, after an ominous failure to receive a warning message from his teacher, the yogi, Chandler and Dorothy look into the crystal. In it, they see a small underground room filled with the hideous trappings of black magic. Before the pagan altar stands Dimitri, invoking an ancient curse on Chandler and all his household. It is now the following morning. Chandler and Dorothy stand watching the steep road leading up to the castle from the town below. Chandu, the magician.
It is Dimitri, Frank. And he's coming here.
Now, Dot, you knew he was coming to take Bob right in. Bob didn't tell us about it last night in time to call it off.
I won't have that man in this house.
You've forgotten what we saw in the crystal.
Frank. You really think that hideous room is here somewhere?
Yes, I do. Don't you remember? He said, send your black forces into this house.
Oh, then let's get away from it.
We can't. Not yet.
There must be some other house in Lubova.
Mason wouldn't have taken this one for us if there had been.
Oh, then for goodness sake, find that room and burn everything in it.
And let Dimitri know I found out about him.
What of it?
Dorothy, I'm just beginning to discover who I'm working against here.
I see that.
If Dimitri's sent away, I'll have to start all over. Well, I might never find out who's behind this thing until it's too late.
If he can get in here and come and go whenever he likes, we're completely at his mercy.
Oh, no, we're not. It's a good thing Roxor didn't live to discover Dimitri.
Dimitri's a thousand times worse than Roxor.
He certainly is. Whoever's taken Roxor's place is doing what Roxor tried to do. He set all the ancient forces of black magic against me.
And all of us. Even Bob and Betty.
But evil has no power. Except what we give it, Dot. We'll tell Betty and Bob. That's the best protection they can have. Bob?
Well, I'm here in the hall. I'm going out for a while.
Not with Dimitri.
Well, I'll have to tell him I can't go riding with him, Mom. I just saw him coming up the hill.
Where's Betty?
Oh, up in her room, I guess.
Well, make some excuse to Dimitri. Tell him you didn't know he'd planned something else for today. And then I want to talk to you and Betty.
Okay. He'll sure think I'm a dope, though.
Never mind, Bob.
Well, I'll be right in, Mom. Hi.
Morning, Bob. Yes, splendid morning for a ride. I hope you like the horse I brought for you.
Oh, he's a beauty. But I'm sorry, Dimitri. I can't go.
No? I suppose your mother's been frightened by those absurd stories about me. My friends who have mysteriously died.
Oh, yes. My uncle said... What's that sound?
Oh, you hear it.
For sure. What do you suppose it is?
Only my friends are able to hear it.
Well, that's funny.
Not at all. Bob, is it not time you broke away from Apron Strings?
I don't know what you mean.
I mean your delightful mother is perhaps too much under her brother's influence. It's no doubt at his suggestion that she treats you like a child.
Well, Mom's all right. And I've always thought my uncle was okay, too.
But now you are not so certain, are you?
I don't know. There's something funny about you. You know that?
Yes, there is, Bob. If by funny you mean strange, different. You need not watch the windows. Your mother cannot possibly hear what we are saying.
Oh, she wouldn't be listening. Or would she?
No, you are not certain now. Do you still insist you cannot ride with me this morning?
Why, I don't think I'd better. Unless...
Perhaps not this time.
Maybe if you talk to my uncle.
Oh, I mean to. And to your charming mother as well.
Well, come in now, why don't you?
That would not be wise. But remember this, Bob. Whenever you hear the sound you now hear, I will be with you. Wherever you are.
I don't get it.
You will come to understand. I'm sorry about the ride. We will go another time.
My regards to your uncle.
But, Mother, I thought we were going to explore the tower this morning.
Yeah. What'll you bet there's another stairway going down from the attic?
In a few minutes, Betty. Uncle Frank wants to talk to you.
You look as solemn as a judge.
Darling, let him tell you. It's something to be solemn about.
It's about Dimitri, and I can't make it too strong.
You don't like him, do you? I could tell last night at the party, and I think he's simply fascinating.
Betty, can't you see there's something about him that almost freezes your blood?
Oh, Mother.
Listen, both of you. You remember the Temple of Black Magic under the Sphinx? And the statue of the ancient priestess.
Gosh, yes, Uncle Frank. But Dimitri didn't have anything to do with that.
Don't be too sure.
Well, how could he?
That doesn't matter. The point is, there are a few people today who can keep those terrible secrets alive. And Dimitri is one of them.
Brother.
It's no accident that his friends die and no one knows the reason. You must keep away from him, Bob. And Betty, you too.
Well, if you...
Okay,
think...
I suppose you're... No. No, look, Uncle Frank. You never saw the guy until last night. How'd you find out about him so fast?
Bob, Uncle Frank wouldn't tell you this unless it was true.
Well, he could be mistaken, couldn't he?
I'm not mistaken, Bob.
Dimitri told me himself all those things in Paris were just accidents.
They happened, though. He doesn't deny it.
Oh, Mom, you can't expect to tie me to your apron strings forever.
Why, Bob.
Bob Regent, what's the matter with you?
I just think we might as well have some fun while we're here.
We are having fun. I am, anyway.
I'll talk to you again about this, Bob. Let's drop it now and go up to the tower.
Okay. Dimitri's coming up to see you, Mom.
What?
Maybe tomorrow. You'll see he's okay.
Yes, Bob. Remember, you are my friend.
Hey, if we're going to see what's up in that attic tower, we better get going.
Be careful now when I open the door. There may be a stairway just outside.
Oh, there is. A real spiral stairway.
B, built right inside the walls. You'd never know it was here.
Gosh, you can't even see the bottom of it.
Oh, how cold it is.
Look here on the landing. Footprints in the dust.
Well, then there really was someone that night.
You didn't think I was just making it up, did you, Mother?
Well, I knew you were determined to find the castle ghost.
You just wait till Uncle Frank gets a chance to ask if Mr. Metzos has a twin brother.
Are you nuts?
No, I'm not. Mr. Metzos looks just exactly like that man. When I first saw him at the party, I thought that's who he was.
Come along if you're going down with me. I'll go first.
Watch where you're going, Betty.
I am, Mother.
Now, look, Bet.
Betty, don't turn around on these narrow stairs.
I didn't mean look around, Betty. I mean, why would the foreign minister be prowling around here?
Why would anybody come up here? Anyway, it couldn't have been Mr. Metzos because he only has one arm.
Whoever it was, he was looking for the map we found.
It couldn't have been Dimitri.
Mother, you know he doesn't look anything like Mr. Metzos.
There's one stairway like this built into the walls. There may be another. Or half a dozen.
They weren't on the map.
Well, the man didn't know that. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a door.
So all the guy had to do was come in this way from the garden and go up the stairs.
It doesn't look like an outside door.
Frank, if it's the room we saw in the crystal.
If it is, the rest of you aren't going in there.
Uncle Frank, what did you see in
Turn your flashlights in. Huh, you see that? It's an old library.
Hidden away like this?
Oh.
What's that?
Oh, I kicked something over. Oh, a stack of books. Hey, they're all over the place.
Somebody's torn the room to pieces.
Somebody in a big hurry, too.
Why should he hurry? We didn't know the room existed.
Oh, someone in a rage because he couldn't find what he was looking for. We'll gather up all the scraps of paper and take them with us.
There's an outside door to this room. Let's find it and have a bolt put on.
Oh, there is one, Uncle Frank. Here behind the curtain. See?
Like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen, you lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then remove the block, and the penny's gone. You see a bright, shining silver dime instead. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. The makers of White King invite you to listen again Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.